Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, 1330 AM, The Jolt. I'm John Rogers of Wines Without the Mystery, teaching a passionate approach to wine education, filling in for Mad Matt, who's away on vacation, lucky son of a gun. I guess I'll be Jolly John today for the broadcast in honor of Matt's sense of humor. Matt told me to make today's show my own. Well, here's something I've actually always wanted to do on the radio. Good morning, Vietnam! The luxury of this show is we want to have fun. We want to talk about food. We want to talk about wine. Now that I've gotten that out of my system, let's talk about wine and food. By the way, folks, check out today's Arizona Daily Star Caliente section. There's an article about our show in there. I'd like to welcome a very special guest today, our friend Jeff Fold, owner and proprietor of L Wine Country Restaurant. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
It's great to see you. Great to see you and actually smell the wonderful food you brought. Now, Jeff, weren't you the original sponsor of this show when it was known as the Dinner Hour with Al Zeman?
You know, Tucson's a small town and things kind of revolve around. Yes, indeed.
That was 10 years or so ago?
A lot of years ago, yes.
Good times, though. And that was, I remember being a guest on that show at one point. We had a lot of fun. Well, last week's guest, Chuck Stepani of Daglio, surprised us by bringing some cheesesteaks. Well, I think I surprised Matt even more by bringing out a bottle of wine with some glasses. Well, Jeff has brought a wonderful appetizer from Al, and we have a fun dry rosé courtesy of Frank Leitz, Al of the Wine Depot. Jeff, don't you have some wine rosés on your menu or some knowledge of rosés?
I have some rosés on my menu. I'd like to have, excuse me, more on my menu because rosés to me are a underconsumed wine, especially in this climate, a day like today in particular, that we have. They tend to be quite fruity from the aroma perspective, but that tricks you. They have a dry finish, but people look at them and think about White Zinfandel and Kool-Aid, but most rosés are so refreshing, so nice and crisp, and perfect for hot, hot, hot days like, unfortunately, we're going to have for quite some time.
Well, you know, always being the teacher, I always like to bring out the fact that, folks, you can't smell sweet. You taste sweet and you smell fruit. So as Jeff was saying, people get confused when they see a wine that's pink. And oftentimes when I do presentations, I'll sneak in a rosé, and 90% of all the great rosés are actually dry.
Right.
And people will look at me and I'll hear someone smirk and say, I thought this guy's a wine expert. Well, I always notice that's the person who will look at me and say, can I have a second glass of that stuff? So if you want to know whether a rosé is dry or sweet, simply look at the bottle for the alcohol percentage. The cutoff of dry and sweet is 12% alcohol. So if it's 12% and above alcohol, you've got a dry wine on your hand. If it's below 12%, the lower from 12 it gets, the sweeter the wine gets.
Well, the other thing too is look at some of the great champagnes. What type of wine do they stake their name on? Do they say is their best?
Their rosés.
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, Jeff, I think as we did last week where we had a failure to drink, I've covered the bases this time. And why don't you pour the rosé I brought and we'll taste it and we'll talk a little bit about it. Let me read you something about this. This is a wine that's, again, courtesy of Frank Leitzau of the Wine Depot. It's called Garden Party Rosé. Now, if that doesn't make somebody smile, I don't know what will. And the reality of this wine is it's 70% Gamay, 15% Cabernet Franc, 10% Pinot Noir, and 5% Arbouillet. And the wine retails for a grand, holy price of $9.99.
See, if my music knowledge was were better, I'd say we could make the trivia question, who sang the song?
Exactly.
But I can't remember, so.
That's Ricky Nelson. Garden Party.
There you go.
That's my other passion, is the music end of things. So let's take a little drink of this wine. While you're drinking, I'll keep talking for a minute, then I'll talk, and then we'll taste the wine together and talk a little bit about it. So Jeff is taking his precursory sip. Jeff, why don't you talk about the wine for a minute while I take a sip?
It's a perfect example of a great rosé for the summer. I mean, it's got that kind of strawberry rose nose to it, and nice crisp and refreshing. What more could you want?
You know, and as you said, I mean, the fact that it's hot right now, and we, of course, I mentioned last week in the show, we get 8 months of summer here in Tucson, so it really does serve a number of purposes. What kind of foods would you like with this? Now, folks, let me throw a little precursor in here. Jeff is one of the finest food pairs in this town, and whenever I have the opportunity, and Jeff and I've catered jobs together, we've done food and wine pairings for companies. It's one of the great things, in my opinion, to be able to sit there and drink wine with this guy. And he listens to people around him talk about flavors and characteristics of the wine. Then you see his eyes take over this little glare. And then you see that all of a sudden things start spouting out of his mouth and you start drooling. So what do you think would go with this?
It's a funny thing. I mean, because people have said, how do you do food and wine pairings? I don't know. I wish it was something I could teach, because then I would work a lot less hours and make a lot more money.
Sure.
But, you know, smell the wine, taste the wine, and let the wine tell you what it wants to be with. With how crisp the finish is on this, I mean, you could put this with something with a little bit of butter sauce or a little bit of richness, because the great acid in the wine will clear your palate. And it's about mixing flavors. I mean, wine is food. It just happens to be liquid.
Exactly. You know, I often, I like a dry rosé, often make a salad, and I'll do a raspberry vinaigrette, and I'll find all those wonderful fruit flavors are really wonderful with that. You also will find, folks, again, don't just relegate this kind of wine to the winter. I drink rosés year-round. In fact, most of the world drink rosés year-round.
Right.
This really goes well with, say, a duck or broth consommé.
Mm-hmm.
I did a tasting for the Tucson Food and Wine Society years ago, and of all the wines and food pairing I did for them, they all were unanimous to say, John, this was the best pairing. I happened to use, in my opinion, the best rosé at the time, a Tavel rosé from France.
Tavel's are very well-known or beautiful wines. But, yeah, I mean, the big thing to me with wine, and you started this how many years ago with your classes, you know, with the take the pretense out of it.
Yeah.
If you find you only like rosés, or you only like whites, or you only like reds, 95-98% of food and 95-98% of wine are going to work well together.
Sure.
There are some things that really don't work well. There are even fewer that actually complement each other and raise their levels by combining them, but have what you enjoy.
And would you not agree, and again, you don't have to either, because I just make this stuff up as I go along,
mm-hmm.
but wouldn't you agree that probably the most important thing when you're talking about wine and food pairing is body? If you're having a light-bodied wine, light-bodied food, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I mean, and that's you know, I usually I've tried to figure out what I do with the wine and food pairing, and yeah, you want to match the body of the wine with the center of the plate, the main part of what you're having, and then your aromatics, your finish, you tie into the different things you do as far as nuances in the dish, and how you finish it. I mean, back to what I said about this, it's got a nice crisp acidity, so it would work well with something with a little bit of fat, because that will tone down the acidity,
right?
And vice versa. The acid in that will cleanse your palate and make you want another bite of the food and another sip of the wine.
But it's got body. This is not a wimpy wine
No.
by any means. Well, Jeff, I'll tell you what. Folks, please make sure you stay tuned. Again, we're listening to On the Menu Live, 1330 AM, The Jolt. Make sure you stay tuned for the end of the show. Jeff's going to have a trivia question about his wonderful restaurant, L, and you'll have a chance to win a $25 gift certificate. Jeff, why don't you tell us about the food that you brought today?
What I brought today is our salmon duo. It's a smoked salmon that we smoke in the restaurant and a gravlax that we cure in the restaurant. We've got a little goat and cream cheese mixed with that, and then a little crackers, red onions, fried capers, appropriate condiments for it, so you can sit and relax and enjoy it. This is based on a recipe I came up with more years ago than I'm necessarily going to mention, but
I won't tell.
Really good dish.
You know, and I'm seeing this is on your appetizer menu, and what, Jeff, you're giving this stuff away. It's $13.50 for all of this I'm seeing on the plate.
$13.50, yeah, and I did not bulk up the portion size.
No, that's wonderful. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, what we'd like to do now is take a break, and we'll come back with our friend Jeff Fold of L Restaurant.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation Svend Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, Svend Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svend Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svend Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svend Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svend Wine at BevMo or online at svendwine.com. That's www.svendwine.com. Svend Wine, think outside the bottle.
Well, we're back with On the Menu. And I think, again, last week we kind of set a tone that I'd like to see Matt try to continue. And that is, since this is a food and wine show, let's have food and wine.
Yeah, don't pressure him while he's on vacation or anything.
No, no. Well, he's on vacation. We're not. What's that tell you, though?
There you go.
Matt is a wonderful fellow, and I really appreciate this opportunity to be able to take his place and be on the airwaves and make sure that people are getting their fill of good wine and good food. And, again, we've got our great friend Jeff Fold of Elk Wine Country Restaurant with us. Well, Jeff, we've got another wine. So we're really making this a wine and food show. We've got a red wine sitting in front of us. It's a Viña Casa del Bosque from Chile, a Cabernet Sauvignon provided by our good buddy Dave of Alta Terra Distributors. He's also the guy that provided the Lelonis Ladybug White last week. So Dave, if you're listening, thank you very much. This wine's available at Plaza Liquors and at the Beverage House. This is a fun story. This wine was created by a gentleman who's called the Sam Walton of Chile. And apparently what this guy did is he started off by stringing power lines. Then he bought the poles. And then he bought the power companies. And apparently he owns power in Chile. And the gentleman has made a ton of money, and he's decided to open a state-of-the-art winery. But here's the catch. He doesn't overcharge for the wine. This great bottle of Cabernet is about $15 and is really a super glass of wine. What do you think of this one, Jeff?
I think this is a real nice wine. I mean, and generally speaking, you get a lot of nice values out of Chile. But
right.
You know, someone that owns half the country or a third of the country and, you know, isn't making mortgage payments, yeah, they could certainly provide something for a much better price, and he definitely has.
You bet. You know, that's always something I've told people in my classes, that oftentimes there's some words on a wine label that you might not think mean anything to you, but as an example, Trimbach Winery, it says on their label, since 1626. Gunlock Bunshu, one of my favorite wines out of Sonoma, says since established 1858. Well, these folks don't owe anybody any money. So all they have to charge you for is what it cost them to make that bottle of wine. So it gives you an opportunity to get some great value.
Yeah, we all get envious, but.
Exactly. And hopefully they're friends of ours, so we get some free wine sometimes
there
from them.
There we go.
Let's keep things local, and let's talk about some other wine opportunities in Tucson. There are some wonderful things going on. We've got Pastiche Modern Eatery up on North Campbell, south of Fort Lowell. They've got numerous wine specials this summer. You can contact them at 325-3333. And they're also at www.pastiche.com. me.com. There's also our good friends at the Wine Depot, Frank Lietzau. Frank's over off of on Grant Road between Alvernon and Dodge. He's actually sandwiched right between a Circle K and an EG's. He's at 3844 East Grant Road. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 to 6. They specialize in old world wines. Their phone number is 327-3794. And Frank, again, supplied that wonderful rosé. And they do Saturday wine tastings from 2 to 4. And I'd like to invite anybody listening to join us over there, because there's an optimal word I'm going to throw in here. They're free. And as Jeff can tell you and anybody else in the business, free wine is the best wine.
Free is everyone's favorite word.
Exactly. And there's actually another reason why free wine is the best wine, folks. It's because you don't have any money on the line. You don't have any ego on the line. So you can be the most critical, either positive or negative, when you're drinking that wine. So definitely stop by on Saturdays between 2 and 4 and taste some free wines that they'll be pouring.
Yeah, and you can't meet a much nicer man or a more passionate man than Frank. He's a great, great guy.
Well, one of our great buddies, Alan Rodriguez, works for him on Saturdays and pours the wine for us.
Yes, we can talk about Alan later.
Yes, win-win proposition. Good call exactly. On that, Jeff. Well, bottom line for us, there's another place. I just happened to speak to this lady today. She was a lot of fun. A lady named Yvonne Fauché. She owns a place called Catavino. She's one block south of Fort Lowell on Alvernon. She specializes in, Jeff, she has 320 wines under $15. I mean, that's a wonderful niche, because as I've talked before on the show, most of us who are in this business, wine is a lifestyle, and we drink wine every day. So it's kind of tough to go out and spend $20-$25
right.
at a clip.
And a store like this in particular, for someone that's just wanting to learn about wine and get into wine, it makes it so it's not an investment to find something that you don't like.
Right.
It's a modest enough price that you can go try something, and if it's not good, then it's not good. But it gives you a great opportunity to have some fun and explore and see what you enjoy.
Well, she was delightful to talk to. Her phone number there is 323-3063. It's Catavinos, Yvonne Fauché. And the thing that she told me, too, is that she has a similar attitude that we do, in the sense that she says, if I'm going to expect someone to buy a bottle of wine I've selected and I'm going to tell them it's good wine, I want them to taste it. And that was actually the premise of when I set up my original wine store, the first wine bar in Arizona, in a wine store back in 1987 called Wine Works.
A little before your time, John.
Yeah, I was there, though, and other people were, but my partner just happened to decide that he had different ideas. But my whole thing was, I had wines by the glass, and I had 1 ounce samples of wine, so that people would come up and say, hey, how's that wine taste? I said, well, let's open it and find out.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's funny, because that's why I, you know, playing cutesy, I do wines by the splash as well as by the glass. So a splash is basically a half a glass, so it's a smidge under 3 ounces of wine. And, you know, if anyone comes in the restaurant, all my staff know, you know, I'll encourage people, if you're trying to decide between the two Pinot Noirs and the description doesn't work for you, try both of them.
Yeah, good point.
And, you know, God forbid, in a customer service business, you take care of your customers.
Well, I keep hearing that word service has kind of fallen out of the word customer part. But
yes.
But it's nice to know that people are continuing that process. And you're right. I mean, we're trying to take care of our friends. Most of the people that walk into your restaurant are a friend of yours. Either they are when they walk in, or when they walk out, you want them to be a friend.
Exactly.
So looking at some of those opportunities again, definitely check out the Wine Depot, check out Catavinos, check out Pastiche. Now, Jeff, I know you have some wine programs this summer that are a lot of fun, but we're going to hold off on that till we get to the second half of the program, because we're going to spend the second half of today's show talking about El Wine Country Restaurant and the wonderful things Jeff is doing there. So, Jeff, at some point, let us know what you're thinking, and we'll talk about that.
All right. Yeah, but John, as we mentioned, 27 years you've been teaching
since
classes?
Since 1983. I started when I was 10.
Yeah. It's a good thing we're both very young.
Exactly.
But
wine keeps us young.
Yeah, I mean, you've done some fun stuff. I mean, you're primarily focusing on wine classes, but you'd mentioned to me you've got a cheese and wine class coming up?
Yeah, I've got, actually coming up tomorrow, I've got an Italian cheese and wine class where the cheese is the star. And the wine's just simply a complement to it. It's from 7 to 9 p.m. for $35. I also have a class on Saturday on white Burgundy, which is French Chardonnay. My favorite Chardonnays in the world, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm going to interrupt for a second, but you know, a lot of the people that get to be wine geeks start doing the ABC, you know, the anything but Chardonnay.
Right.
I saw something a day or so ago where it was ABCC, so their comment was anything but cheap Chardonnay. Good Chardonnay, white Burgundies.
Yeah,
are well worth drinking.
You know, and there again, folks, don't get in a rut. That is, and Jeff kind of alluded to that earlier with what I do, is my job is to knock you out of your rut. Drink a rosé. Drink wine from Chile. Drink wine from Argentina.
Try a sparkling.
Try anything. And that's one of the things that I do is in my classes is really try to get people, again, out of their rut. I had a class this past Sunday on worldwide Sauvignon Blanc. One of my students, a really nice lady named Monica, was in the class, and she said, John, I took this class because I don't like Sauvignon Blanc. I thought, well, hell, there's a pretty good informational system. Mm-hmm. And she said, I took it because I wanted to see if I could find one. She said she walked out and said she found two that she liked.
Right.
One lady indicated to me that she just lit up like a chimney when I poured the first wine. She said, it happens to be my husband and I's favorite wine, the Ferrari Carano Fiume Blanc.
That's a pretty wine.
Can't beat that one. I've also got a class coming up, of all places, at El Restaurant.
Yes,
we're
going to
be talking about that soon. That's an Italian wine and food pairing. I also have in August a food and wine pairing at Barrio Grill. In September, a food and wine pairing at El Parador Restaurant. In October, we've got a class at Jonathan's Cork. You can get on my class schedule by calling me at 325-0566 or emailing me at johnlrogers@aol.com. That's johnlrogers@aol.com. I'm also available for private classes, tastings. The most important thing is I teach a fun aspect of wine. Keep this in mind, folks. I don't do the hard work in my job. A winemaker does. They're the professionals. And so every day I get up, I always have this big smile on my face because my job's been done. I just happen to get up there and tell you the fun stories and tell you some jokes. By the second or third wine, I'm actually fairly funny. So what we'd like to do now is we'd like to continue on talking about some fun wines, some fun wine situations. And Jeff, just for a minute until we get to our next break, why don't you tell us about this thing? I was in the restaurant the other day and I saw something called morsels. What the heck's that?
Well, you know, I describe my humor as punny rather than funny. So it's, yeah, the Morse L's.
Oh, that's right. I noticed that.
Exactly.
Morse L's.
You know, It's our version of tapas. I mean, and I've always loved grazing. I kid around. I say my father taught me how to eat tapas. You know, basically you open the refrigerator, you spread all the leftovers on the counter, and you have a little of this and a little of this and a little of that. But lighter eating is a great thing to do during the summer. So this is our version of tapas. You get a choice of three different choices of nine or five or all nine. For pretty modest prices, and they're 2-3 bite portions. John, pick a couple of your favorites and tell people.
Well, I'll take them all, Jeff. I'll go the nine. He's got three selections for $7.50, five selections for $11.25, and nine selections for $18. We've got hothouse tomato layered with house-made mozzarella accented with basil vinaigrette, a house-made Italian sausage patty with sweet and spicy Dijon mustard. I'll take Dijon mustard on almost anything. Fried brie with spiced green apple chutney and roasted garlic cloves. Folks, there's a lot of good stuff on here. Make sure you stop by L at Country Club in Broadway, the southwest corner, and pick up this menu and try some great food.
CNN Radio, I'm Rick Vincent. After grilling her for 3 days on whether she's biased, Senate Republicans said today they won't delay a confirmation vote for Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor. The top official at the Congressional Budget Office says the health care reform bills, now being considered by Congress, would raise federal spending on health care. In testimony before the Senate Budget Committee, Director Douglas Elmendorf explained the numbers just don't add up.
To offset that, there would have to be very substantial reductions in other parts of the federal commitment to health care.
House Democrats are picking up a big endorsement today for their health care bill from the American Medical Association. President Barack Obama spoke to the NAACP convention in New York tonight, saying it was the sacrifice of civil rights leaders that began his journey to the presidency. Stocks rallied today on Wall Street as investors welcomed J.P. Morgan Chase's better-than-expected profit report. The Dow closed up 94 points. This is CNN Radio. A man is charged with killing his wife after the woman was found dead in their cabin on a cruise ship. The Carnival Elation was on a five-day cruise to Cabo San Lucas from its home port of San Diego. FBI Special Agent in Charge Keith Slaughter says it's unclear how the victim died.
It's too early to say exactly what the cause of death was. There obviously was some sort of struggle inside that room, but we'll have to wait those results till we know for sure.
Robert McGill of Los Angeles is charged with murder on the high seas. Funeral services will be held tomorrow for Bird and Melanie Billings. Florida officials say the Beulah, Florida couple were shot to death in their home during a home invasion robbery. Police have now recovered a safe taken from that house and a gun believed used in their slayings. Seven men are charged with murder in the killings, and an eighth person faces charges of accessory after the fact of felony murder. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Announcing the Ally Bank online savings account with a great interest rate of 1.95% APY. If you're waiting for the terms and conditions, forget about it. It really is that straightforward. Nothing confusing, hazy, ambiguous, dubious, or dodgy. No double dealing, double speaker, double meanings. Just an online savings account that offers a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. So call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
Ahoy there.
Hey, buddy, glad you could make it. Come on aboard.
I thought the two of us were going fishing. Who are all these people?
Shh, paparazzi.
Paparazzi?
Yeah, paparazzi. Geico helped me save so much money on my boat insurance, I paid these people to treat me like a celebrity.
Huh, good move.
Saving you money on your boat insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business. Geico Power Sports. Insurance for your car and the other stuff that moves you.
Good afternoon, folks. Welcome back to On the Menu here on The Jolt, 1330 AM. Again, Matt Russell, I hope you're listening or catching this over the internet so you know what you're missing. With the door closed, Jeff's food, this Gravlax, is really filling the room, and this Cabernet Sauvignon is really tasting good now. For those of you that are at home, you had better be pulling out a glass of wine and some food. At least get some wine. For those of you driving home, please wait till you get home to start drinking, because that can create a little bit of a problem.
No bottles and straws on the way home.
No. They tend to frown on that here in Tucson and most other jurisdictions. Well, Jeff, now we're going to talk about El Restaurant for a while. How did you get involved with this place?
You know, as you mentioned earlier, I owned Daniel's years ago and had my trials and tribulations, and we'll leave those behind.
Right.
But worked for a number of different people, worked for some great people around town, but I always wanted to get back into ownership. And a mutual friend of mine and the previous owner of El told me that he was looking to move to Seattle, move northwest, get out of Tucson for a variety of different personal reasons, and would I be interested? And I have always loved food and wine pairings. I mean, they are two of my favorite topics. They're both art forms. They interact so well together. With a name like Wine Country Restaurant, I was really intrigued. I mean, and the L part of the story, I will tell you, has nothing to do with me, but is a wonderful, sweet story, and that's why the name has stayed the same and will remain the same. The gentleman, there were two partners originally, and the gentleman that was the chef end of things, as he started learning to cook and cooking for his family as a, you know, six-year-old, seven-year-old, his grandmother's name was Elle. She was a wonderful cook, and as good as Elle makes it was the family accolade he grew up with as he was starting his culinary career. She passed shortly before they opened the restaurant, so they named the restaurant to honor her. You know,
that's a good story.
Whether or not one believes in karma, I think changing the name would be a bad thing.
Yeah, keep the good stuff coming. You know, the thing that's fun about going into L, and I was actually, my folks took me there recently on my birthday, and it's always fun to order different things, because especially when you're with friends or family or something like that, you eat off each other's plate. I almost think you ought to put like a lazy Susan in the middle so we can swirl stuff. But actually, the only problem I have in your restaurant is I start getting jealous of what other people are having. No matter how good my dish is, it's almost like the old grass is greener on the other side.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, and what really excited me about taking over Elle, because I've, you know, I've spent a lot of time in the high end, the four diamond aspects of the restaurant business. And to me, Elle represented what you can do with great food, with great service, without the pomp and circumstance. And it's everything from someone that wants to come in and celebrate, like you came in for your birthday, and have a multi-course meal and sit and relax and spend 3 hours having dinner. But conversely, I also have the bar menu where if you want to have a bite on your way to a basketball game,
you took the words right out of my mouth.
And that's why bar menus half price, 4:30 to 6:30, encourage people to come in and try the food and see some of the different things we're doing. And it allows me to answer a lot of things people are looking for without being contradictory within what we're doing. So,
well,
it's
Jeff,
fun.
We're talking a lot about your restaurant. Where in the heck are you located?
We are,
Little things.
Little things like that. We're at Broadway and Country Club on the southwest corner, across from the what was controversial when it was built, which Chase Bank.
Okay.
Which was, what was the, I can't even remember the name of what it was originally.
Valley National Bank.
Valley National Bank. You and I had talked about that.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your phone number there?
We are at 327-0500, or you can look at the website if you want. All menus, all different events that we've got upcoming are posted on the website. It's lrestaurant@yahoo.com, as I like to kid around. It sounds like the letter spelled like the magazine, E-L-L-E.
And doesn't that mean she in French?
It means she in French.
All right. So I guess that eighth grade French where I learned parlez-vous français pays off every once in a while.
You're doing better than me.
Well, Jeff, you know what? As I've looked so far, we've talked about your morsels menu. You mentioned that you have this wonderful bar menu. We've talked about some of the other things. I know you do, during the summer especially, you do tours of various countries and regions and things like that.
Exactly. I mean, I'll tell you, this is something actually I started back in the Daniels days, which we had
talked
about earlier.
Familiar.
I mean, the as far as I know, the originator of a tour in Tucson was Kingfisher. So let's give them a little bit of credit.
You're right there.
They've done their road trip, which is what they call it.
Right.
And I believe I was the first one that started a wine tour. So what we do is at Elle now, we're doing a two-course meal. So it's two courses, two wines, priced at $22 per person. And we feature five different regions through the summer, calling summer 15 weeks. Realistically, it's more like 25-30.
Right.
But so it's a three-week trip through five different regions.
What are some of the regions you've done so far?
Some of the regions we've done so far, my brain's turning off. We started in, I can't remember.
I've been there.
Our next region was Lazio, which is the region surrounding Rome.
Okay.
In Italy, the current region is the trivia question for anyone that wants to plan ahead. Our next region is going to be Austria, and then we're going to finish up in Portugal.
Sounds great. Well, you gave me a perfect segue when you talked about the tour, because over, I'd say about 1992, I created the Tucson Restaurant Tour.
Right.
And that was an idea of, again, support local folks.
Well, you almost predated the whole concept of the Tucson Originals.
I did, actually.
With your support of all the locals. I mean, it's especially where the economy is now. We all need to help each other out. We're all choosing to live in Tucson, or stuck living in Tucson for a few.
Sure.
But it's a great city. It's a city that really tries to support each other, but even, you know, it's even more important now.
Well, I've been known to get on my soapbox and talk about this, and at
6'4"
already, I can be kind of an imposing figure when I get up on that thing. So I have resurrected the Tucson Restaurant Tour, and I've chosen to go to one of my favorite places, Elle Wine Country Restaurant, to do the first of our stops on the tour. So on the 26th of July from 4 to 6 p.m. at El Wine Country Restaurant, southwest corner of Broadway and Country Club, 327-0500. We're looking to do a wonderful event. In fact, folks, we're 30% sold out on this thing. We are trying, we keep things small. Small is better in this kind of stuff. And since Jeff's background is from Daniel's, among other things, we've decided to do an Italian wine and food pairing. So it's this, folks, is a steal. It's $44 a person, including tax. And what you're going to hear see is six different food dishes, six different wines, and 2 hours of my quote unquote lecture. Now, I don't lecture all that much. It's mainly a matter of trying to marry the wine food together with the stories that I'll learn from Jeff about the food and of the wines I'll learn from the various wine people. So definitely stop in for this thing.
Yeah, but I mean, to me, the great thing about this, I mean, because I've been to a lot of wine dinners in my life. I love to go out to wine dinners to taste what a different chef at a different restaurant is going to pair with the food, because it's a great way to relax and enjoy and see what someone else is doing. But the concept you've come up with, doing it more with hors d'oeuvre style portions and little tastes of the wines, means you can, even though it's 110 degrees out, taste six different things, six different great things. But back to the tapas we were talking about, they're petite portions, so you don't feel like you need a wheelbarrow to get out of the room at the end of the day.
Right. And folks, one of the reasons I created this was, again, and keep in mind, I don't take credit for anything I do. The winemakers and the chefs do all the hard work. I don't. So the reality, though, is it's a great way to try out a restaurant. So if any of you listening out there, if you've not been to Elle, this is a great way. In fact, the words I prefer to use, test drive the place. Come in, see the environment, see how comfortable it is, taste the foods. Well, Jeff, without further ado, why don't you, I'm going to do this. Last week, Matt actually mentioned the food and I talked about the wine. So we're going to do the same thing, but I'm going to lead off and tell you a little bit about the wines first, folks. We're going to start off with a Satori, Santome Prosecco. Prosecco is a light-bodied sparkler made from the Prosecco grape. Jeff, what did you pair up with that?
We did a poached scallop mousse that we're going to serve chilled with a little orange aioli on top of that. And an aioli basically is a garlic mayonnaise made with olive oil.
Okay. Next, we're going to have a Cantina Tremine Pinot Bianco. In France, you'll hear that known as a Pinot Blanc. This is one of the most complex Pinot Biancos I've ever had. Medium to full-bodied with just layers and layers of flavor. What's up with that, Jeff?
This is pretty much, if anyone's been to the Christmas Eve Italian Seafood Fest, you've had this. But it's a chilled seafood salad with a little Italian parsley, lemon, and extra virgin olive oil, clams, mussels, etc. in there.
Boy, you know, I mentioned last week to Matt, we needed lobster bibs. Even though I helped put this together, I'm still drooling. Next, folks, we have a Santome Anna 6, which is a blend of Prosecco, Sauvignon Blanc, and Chardonnay. I remember when we were tasting this at the restaurant, Jeff, what was fun is you tasted each of the grapes, and they were harmonious, or as I like to say, balanced.
Right, and it was a really intriguing wine. I've never tasted a blend like that before, but, you know, a lot of wine, you can't necessarily taste the grape
right
in the wine, but I really did. I felt like I was biting into a fresh grape, but there were so many other complex flavors there. So
what food came to you for
and,
that?
And we did a shredded blackened chicken salad, because there's a little bit of sweet to the wine, so that spice, as we were talking about, going back and forth between the food and wine, works really well. And we're going to serve that with a little bit of quartered green grapes and toasted almond slivers.
You know, is the 26th here already? Can it almost, get here soon?
Almost.
Next, we have a Terra
di Gioia. Not tomorrow, because I don't have time to order the food yet.
Okay. Next, we have a Terra di Gioia Pinot Nero, also known as Pinot Noir. And I'm not a fan of Pinot Noir from Italy, Jeff. So this was an interesting sell. When our friend Alan Rodriguez poured this wine for us, I knew I wouldn't like it. Well, that's why you drink wine.
But you change your mind.
You find out different. This wine's got some wonderful body to it, and it was really interesting. And then what are we pairing up with that?
We have a smoked duck breast, and we're gonna smoke the breast and then cut it up into smaller pieces and make a mushroom and risotto croquettes. So basically make the mushroom risotto cake, lightly bread it, and bad word nowadays, fry it. But boy, it's good. Nice and crispy.
Well, but the thing is, keep in mind, the red wine acts like a chimney scrub and cleans all that out of you. At least that's what the French say.
So we'll drink some extra Pinot Nero.
Exactly. Next, folks, on the menu, we have a Giochio Garofalo's Rosso Canaro Piccarda. Now, last week, I made a comment about this wine. I was dead wrong. And I've taught my people over the course of years, if you don't know, say, I don't know. Three of the most important words in wine. So I'm back to correct myself. This wine is 100% Montepulciano grape. Always remember, folks, when you speak Italian, use your hands. It helps your pronunciation. And Jeff, what are we pairing with this one?
What we're pairing with this one is we're going to do a pork version of an osso buco. Osso buco is your classic braised veal shank. But the pork has just a touch more lightness, which I think will pair really well with this wine.
Good deal. And lastly, folks, we're going to finish off with a Polo Sirocco Moscato d'Asti. Only the best Moscato d'Asti in all of Italy. It's the only single vineyard Moscato. This is a Moscato is a frizzante in Italian, which means fizzy. It's a light sparkling wine with aromas of pears, peaches, and melon. And Jeff,
has been your favorite Moscato for lots of years.
Every time I open it, people look at me and say, John, you are wonderful. And I say, thank you, Paolo. But right. The thing that was great about this is you had a dessert picked, and then you left the room and came back, and you had something else picked.
And I changed my mind. Yeah, I walked around, and something kicked me in the side of the head. My chef de cuisine actually has a – I will give Tony credit on this one because this was his recipe. He came up with this, but we've made this a number of times. It's an olive oil and muscat cake, which sounds dense and heavy and gross, but it is – It's like a lighter version of a pound cake and really refreshing. So we're going to make that with a little apricot compote.
Well, folks, please join us on the 26th from 4 to 6 o'clock at El Wine Country Restaurant, and we'll have a great time together.
Yeah, questions, comments, concerns, call us for reservations at 327-0500.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation Svin Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svin Wine. Relying on European technology, Svin Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svin Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svin Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svin Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svin Wine at BevMo or online at spinwine.com. That's www.spinwine.com. Svin Wine, think outside the bottle.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from the Food Network. Now, I know you are digging it when you are listening to On the Menu Live with my man, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Folks, this is Jolly John sitting in for Mad Matt today on the Menu with our great friend Jeff Fold of L Wine Country Restaurant. And folks, you know, there's one of those things. I watch a lot of cooking shows, not because I'm a nerd, but because I love learning. And several of the chefs, I really appreciate the fact that they'll say, I wish you could be here to smell this. Well, in this case on radio, I wish you could not only smell this, but taste this. Jeff does something very interesting with his capers on this dish. Jeff, what is that?
We're talking about our salmon duo right now, but I fry the capers before we serve them on that, and it's funny because we associate fried with heavy,
right?
But with the capers, when you fry them, they actually become less pungent, a little bit lighter, not necessarily less caloric, but they have a nice crispness to them and a chewy texture at the same time. And capers are wonderful, but they can dominate a dish. By frying them, it takes some of that pungency out, so they're more of a nuance than a power.
Folks, I couldn't agree more. So think about when you're doing capers at home. Try that up sometime. Do you fry them in olive oil?
You can fry them in olive oil. If you're going to do them at home, it's funny. You can actually do double duty because you fry them in olive oil gently at about 3 1/4.
Okay.
But when they are starting to bubble less, then they're going to be crispy enough.
Right.
Scoop them out, but don't throw out the olive oil because you now have caper oil that you can use to make a great vinaigrette with.
Folks, that's why you're listening to this show. Food and wine is our life, and we want to help make it your life. Well, it's about time for a trivia question, folks, so make sure you get near your phones. The phone number here is 520-529-3508. And Jeff, what is your trivia question today?
My trivia question, we talked about our summer wine tour and our two courses, two wines for $22. I'd like someone to tell me what region are we featuring right now for the Summer Wine Tour.
So it's a region of the wine world.
Yes, indeed.
All right, folks. Well, get to your phones and call us at 520-529-3508 and win a $25 gift certificate to L Restaurant.
That'll cover you and a little bit of a friend for the Summer Wine Tour.
There you go. Use it for, again, it's applicable to anything in the restaurant, any of the various programs that Jeff is doing. So keep yourself posted on that and definitely stop in and just, worst case scenario, just stop in and have a glass of wine. Jeff has a full service wine bar. He's got a full service bar. The other day, I did have to come in and tell him to turn on the Major League All-Star game. But other than that, next I'll have to tell him to turn on the Tour de France because I'm a big Tour de France guy.
We've got Tour de France on. We've got three TVs. I've usually got one on Food Network, one on News, and one on Sports.
And Jeff, as I remember too, you've got two patios.
We've got two patios.
Good deal. So
we've got the patio off of the bar and then the patio out back, which is a little quieter, more relaxing.
That's great. The nice thing is, folks, is that, again, when you go into Jeff's restaurant, Jeff is there a lot of the time. And what you're going to deal with is therefore a hometown proprietor, a guy who takes a lot of pride in his restaurant, who welcomes his guests, who treats his guests like family. And the chef, Tony, really kicks in some great stuff. We've got a caller on the line. Emerita, number one, how are you today?
Thank you.
How are you today?
I enjoy myself with the weather.
Oh, well, you know what? As they say, this too will pass.
Yes.
So have you been to L Restaurant before?
I have been, yes.
Very good. Well, do you have an answer for us on what country we're in for the wine tour?
Italian.
That's not right this time.
We just changed on Monday.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry.
We were Italian Italian last week.
I understood, and you were talking there. I'm going to be to the booth. Okay, sorry about
that. Well, but please, thank you very much for your call, and keep listening.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right, next we have on the line Natalie. Natalie, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Very well. Are you driving or are you at home?
I'm just pulling up to home.
All right, so what wine are you going to have when you get in the door?
Nice glass of Riesling.
Oh, you're my hero. Riesling's actually the wine of the month down at the old Wine Depot. It's the queen of the white grapes. So do you have an answer for us on our wine trivia question?
I do. It would be New Zealand.
We've got a winner. Ding, 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 ding. That is great.
And now I have to ask, have you been in and tried the New Zealand tour yet?
I haven't, but now I have to. I have a perfect reason to do it.
Now I can guilt trip you into coming in?
That's a good doll. No guilt trip here.
Natalie, that is really nice. We really appreciate the phone call. Now, don't hang up. Stay on the line, and our buddy Mark here is going to take your information down so that you can get that gift certificate and stop in and take advantage of the New Zealand wine tour.
Sounds wonderful.
And you've got about a week and a half left on New Zealand, just to let you know.
No pressure.
No pressure.
All right.
We're going to Austria next, so.
That sounds great, too. You got to do some Gruner Feltliner?
We're going to do some Gruner.
All right. Well, folks, we're going to do a little bit of something out of the ordinary here. We're going to throw in an extra gift certificate for you as a bit of a treat for especially any Wines Without the Mystery listeners. And actually, Jeff gave you the answer to these questions earlier today.
I didn't mean to. I forgot about that.
Well, no, that's okay because we gave a lot of information out today. So this is a gift certificate from me as Wines Without the Mystery. And what I've got is, again, I've got a Friday class tomorrow on Italian cheese and wine, and I've got a Saturday class on white Burgundy. So I'm going to give a 50% off coupon to either of those tastings, your choice, if you can tell me what year I started teaching my non-snob approach to wine. So if you'd call in, please, the phone number is 529-3508, and let us know when John Rogers of Wines Without the Mystery started his evangelical tour. I'm actually referred to by my students as the wine evangelist. So call us at 520-3508, and let us know when I started teaching my fun wine classes. While we're waiting to take some calls on that, I just want to remind you that, again, Tucson is a wonderful town, and we have some great, great restaurants. Janos Wilder told me a long time ago that he says that we have some of the best restaurants in Tucson, Arizona, and I couldn't agree more. We've got a lot of fun people here, and keep your dollars local. They don't pay me to say that. I say that because I live in Tucson for a reason. Most of us live in Tucson for a reason, and we want to keep that local identity. So that's a wonderful thing about Matt starting this show again, taking it over from Al Zeman. After Al sold Fuego, he's moved on down the road. But when Matt called me about 8 weeks ago and said, John, I'm taking over this show, and I'd like you to co-host the first version of it with me at McMahon's, I said, well, Matt, you do realize I'm kind of a live wire. So as soon as I got there, it gave me a glass of wine to kind of tone me down a little bit. But unfortunately, it actually jazzed me up more. Matt is a great guy, and I would like to compliment him on what he's done for this community and taking over this show and bringing in the various people in the community. And we've had the luxury of eating some great food today from Jeff Folded L Restaurant, 327-0500. So please make a call and reserve your seats for our tasting. The phone number for today's last trivia question, 529-3508. And tell me when I started teaching wine classes to win a 50% off coupon to one of my upcoming classes. Jeff, what would you like to say to finish this thing out?
I was just going to reinforce what you were saying about the support the local. I mean, especially with where the economy is right now, it becomes even more important that we all try to take care of each other, whether it be a local restaurant, a local bookstore, any local business.
That's right. So, folks, keep that in mind. We've got a Marianne on the phone with an answer to that question. Marianne, how are you today?
Fine, thanks. Was it 1983?
Boy, oh boy, were you in that class?
No.
You don't sound old enough to be in it. That was the year I started teaching because I fell in love with wine, and I looked for a wine teacher. I couldn't find anybody to teach me, so I began teaching because I wanted people to have as much fun as I did. Marianne, stay on the line, and we're going to take your information down, and I'll look forward to talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Everyone eat and drink well.
That's right. So Matt will be back next week, and we'll be on the air, on the menu live with Tucson, Arizona's best food and wine show. Folks, enjoy your evening.